Hi, everybody. We are here today to talk about the kind of newest Daisy player on the block, at least newest as far as I'm concerned. And this is the Evo E10 media player. This can play Daisy books. This can read text files, media files, MP3 files, pretty much a lot of things that you can throw at it. And this is a collaboration between Mystic Access and Guidelights and Gadgets. So I have Kim here with me, and Hello. She is going to talk all about the player and help me out here, and we're going to demonstrate this really unique device.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here to share more about this player with you guys. Chris and I use the player in very different ways, and as a result of that, we both have an interesting and different perspective from one another on some of the things that make it unique and valuable. And particularly if you have other Daisy players already, we're going to share different things that we like in terms of how this Evo 10 operates and what you can do with it to kind of make it your own. I'm really excited to be here to share more about the player with you guys. We're really looking forward to demoing it for you. I think to begin with, Chris, perhaps we should talk about what they're going to get when they purchase the player from us or from Guidelights.
They're going to get the player. They're going to get a mini USB cable. A set of headphones, actually two sets of headphones, one that came with the player and a higher quality set of headphones from Guidelights and Gadgets. When it goes from 3 to 2, that's 50%. When it goes from 2 to 1, that's 25%. And then it will die. So you don't get 85%, 82%, 65%. You get full 75, 50, 25, and dead. That's how it works. That used to bother me, but it really doesn't anymore.
So no matter where you are, let's say you're 25%, every time you press it at 25%, it tells you you're at 25%?
Yes. So if you're at 75%, until you drop to 50%, every time you press the button to get your battery status, you're going to hear 75%. Okay, let's go to folder number 6 without going to the top. So I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Go to file 0, 1, 2.
And what are you doing?
3.
I'm just down arrowing.
4, 5, 6.
So there's 6. Now I'm going to hit select. I'm not going to hit the right arrow key. If I hit the right arrow key, it's going to want to go to 60. So I'm going to hit select.
$VR text folder, total 37 files, current 6.
So we are on the 6th folder in my structure.
And that actually taught me something interesting. When it's saying 37, there are 37 in the list, it doesn't mean within the folder that you are sitting on. It means in the entire list right there. And the whole time I thought it meant, oh, there are 37 files in this subfolder. It does not.
Time jump, 30 seconds.
There's 30 seconds. I like 30 seconds for these Powder River ones because that will usually skip those intros and get me right into the story because they're about 30 seconds or so with intro stuff. So I'm going to down arrow.
Time jump, 1 minute. Time jump, 5 minutes. Time jump, 30 minutes. Time jump, 1 hour. Time jump, file.
So you can go file by file.
Time jump, bookmark.
Bookmarks.
Time jump, go to beginning.
And we're back to go to beginning. Now, remember I said that the menu is context sensitive. So if I hit the menu button, which is just under the left arrow key, that will take me into a menu. So if I do that.
Playing mode, repeat all.
So there's playing mode, repeat all. It'll repeat everything in the folder when the folder is done. And the way I have my structure each season for Powder River is in its own folder.
Greatest American Hero folder.
Luckily, that's the folder that I want to cut. If it wasn't, I could use any navigation commands to get there. I can use go to file. I can use up and down arrow. It doesn't really matter. If I press select, however, to go into it.
Season 1 folder.
I have Season 1, Season 2, and Season 3 in their own folders. I'm going to back out again with cancel.
Greatest American Hero folder.
Now, I'm going to press the menu button.
Alarms.
I'm on the alarms option in the main menu where you can do all of your configuration, but that's not where I want to be. So I want to hit the menu key again.
File management, delete.
So there's file management. I could delete this folder.
Cut.
I could cut this folder.
Copy.
I can make a copy of this folder.
Paste.
I can paste whatever folder I previously cut or copied, just like you would on any PC.
Send to internal memory.
I can send it to internal memory, which is kind of cool because I'm on my SD card.
Delete.
And now we're back to delete. So I'm going to go down
and
to cut.
And you're just using cut. Up and down arrow to move yep. through these? Will left and right also take you through these? Or they repeat where you are?
Let's see.
Delete. Cut.
They will. So yep, you can use
you
either
are
here.
Correct. Yes, you can. I'm just so used to using up, down, that's what I use.
Yeah, so. I tend to do that too, but I like to let y'all know when there are options. So I thought we'd test that and see.
So am I on cut? I don't remember. So I'm going to hit info.
File management. Cut.
And that's a handy way to know where you are. It kind of orients you. Because you're here.
And see what
happens. Voice memo added.
Whoop. I was just about to release the record button. And it said voice memo added. So we know what happens when we reach the 60-second mark. So let's go down.
Voice memo 1.
What time is it?
I want to see the second one. The one that you added while I was talking.
Voice memo 2.
It's nothing. You can't even tell it's there. So what if you hit right arrow on that? Anything happen?
Voice memo 3.
Oh, it takes you to 3.
I just created. Okay, we don't care about that one. Email from Mystic X. Let's see.
We don't want to hear that.
I'm going to down arrow again.
Format internal memory.
And I'm going to take one for the team because I really have nothing on this internal memory that I can't get back. So we're going to press select.
Warning. Formatting will erase all data. Please click up, down, left, and right to confirm.
Now this is actually kind of cool. In order for Chris to actually do this, so he can change his mind, you have to hit your arrows in a certain configuration. Up, down, left, right. If you don't, it won't format.
Okay, so let's try this.
You're nuts.
Up, down, left, right, formatting.